Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Rollin, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. I apologize in advance that this is going to be a little bit loud of an episode, but it's for good reason. It's your guys' favorite segment of the Short Score of the year. It is the 2025 NFR edition. We are, of course, back in Las Vegas for the 2025 NFR. We just got done with round one. And like I said, I'm sitting on the steps outside of the press room, so there are airplanes flying over me, music blasting. It's a little bit loud, so bear with me. Round one of the 2025 NFR was a little interesting. Lightning and Caden were the first team out in round one tonight, and their four flat stayed number one for the remainder of the round, stunning the field. This was Lightning's first ever round win, and it was worth $36,667 apiece. It also moved them from 15th to 8th and 7th in the world with $161,403 and $160,203. Chelsea Schaefer caught up with Lightning and Caden inside the press room in this episode of The Short Score that is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak. That name should ring a little bit of a bell, as Oz on a Hot Streak was ridden tonight by Lane Mitchell. He's been riding that 2015 gray stud all year long. Oz is rewriting what a rope horse can do, and he's the 2019 AQHA Junior Heading World Champion, a top 10 heeler the same year, and now the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to compete at the NFR. It's also officially National Oz Day, December 4th, and Sola Select is celebrating with a buy one, get one breeding special today only. But starting tomorrow, December 5th, mare owners get $500 off every Oz breeding during the NFR. So make sure you lock in your contract at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Okay, you went from 15th to like 7th and 8th or 8th and 7th in the world. Tell me, how did that feel? How did the round feel?
Felt pretty good. He did a great job turning him and made my job easy. I even got to take an extra swing or two. But I mean, it feels good. I ain't really looking at the standings. I'm just going to keep roping and see what happens. Let it play out.
Yeah, what did you see?
Yeah, my goal is to catch the first one and get him turned and... it's a long more 10 more days, so it's no standings right now.
Well, I know nobody's looking at the standings, but like when we were looking at it before it ever started, it was like two round wins between first and 15th. That's crazy.
Exactly. It's a lot of money to win, right?
A lot of money.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to win, but man, the guys rope so good, it's gonna be a long 10 days.
It's gonna be a fast.
Yeah.
That steer, Corey Kidd told us about all the steers. He gave us our steer report, and he said yours, like, you had to go ahead and start. And
yeah, the video on the run through, he was stronger, and I mean, I didn't say nothing because I'm not healing so bad. He looked hard to heal. I was like, I'm gonna try to hit him and open him up a little bit, but man, he didn't look very funny. He was straight, which was good for me, and I knew he was gonna get going. So I just tried. I was like, no, worst case scenario, I get the barrier, but I'm not gonna be late and have to run down there. And never. That's what happened to me the first time. I was like, not again.
Was he hard to heal?
A little bit. I mean, I had to take another swing because like I felt like I didn't just get out of there fast enough, but I felt good, so I just took one more swing and then got it healed. But he was dang sure hitting the ground fast, so my timing felt a little bit funny, but it worked. So
I mean, you're on one of the fastest horses here, right? So it's not like, I don't know, tell me about your horse.
He's fast for sure, but the good thing about him is he wants to score, so that was kind of the problem I had the first time. Is when gates bang, he don't want to go. Not that he like locks up or nothing, but his first reaction is to score and then go. And I was late several times the first time, and so my goal, I practiced on him more this time than the last time, just trying to get some good goes, and he felt good in the run through, and that was my goal, just to get him going, and so it worked.
Riley Miner came in and said that he thought this was, that you've never had to just go, like this set of steers. Did you feel the same way when you watched them in the run through?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. I was trying to get going too, and first one I was late, and same thing, horse a little late just going, but that's today. I was just first team out. If I get the berry, it does matter obviously, but being late is awful, so
yeah,
it just makes the rest of the run no good. So
this episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the stallion proving that grit, brains, and speed still matter most. bred and raised in Rose, Nebraska by Nate and Missy Ozentowski. Oz is by a streak of fling and out of a home-raised one Hot Jose daughter. His record speaks for itself. He's the 2019 AQHA Junior Heading World Champion, 2019 AQHA Top 10 Heel Horse, has over $400,000 in earnings, winner of the Rocky Mountain Cup in Calgary, the PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up, and now he becomes the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to rope at the NFR. Buy one, get one breedings today only, but starting tomorrow, it's $500 off through the entire NFR. Make sure and lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Tell me about your horse. What'd you ride tonight?
I rode a Bullseye, Cole Curry's horse.
The Woody Be Tough?
Yes, I think so.
You're like, I think so. I don't know, Chelsea. That's a weird Chelsea question. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's a Woody Be Tough. Yeah, sure. Shout out to Solo Select so that Melanie says thank you for that, a little tidbit. And why'd you go with that horse?
I don't know. I've seen Cole ride him for a while. And then I seen Nick Rowland when he had him first, riding him at the amateur rodeos when I was amateur rodeoing. And he always looked good. And then Cole ended up getting him. And then I seen where Cole, he wasn't going to make it. So I called and asked him, like, hey, you think I can borrow your horse? And he let me get him and ride him. And I got to ride him at Fort Worth at that deal. And he felt pretty good. So I was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to take him with me, pay the mountain money and see what happens. So it worked out, I guess, for now.
How much practice did you guys do together?
Well, for about 3 weeks there, we probably rode 2-3 times a week. And then that 1 week that the virus came out, we couldn't. So, but before that, we roped quite a bit. So, mm-hmm. And then that's about it. And then 2 days ago or 3 days ago, we rode again. So, but which even before, obviously, but we've practiced. Like, he's come to the house, or I've gone to his house even before this deal. So we kind of had a feel. And, man, our family's pretty close, so it's pretty cool to get to rope together.
Good. Yeah, you guys, you roped together for a really long time, right?
Yeah, we kind of grew up roping together around whenever I was younger. I'd heel for him in the slides and stuff and amateur rodeos, so we've been roping together for a long time, so it's pretty cool to get to rope with your buddies here.
So it was like a no-brainer when the partner shuffle happened?
Yeah, that sucked, though, for a partner not getting to make it, but it's pretty cool whenever he didn't have his partner, so I was like, well, I guess we'll just team up and try it out, because, I mean, heck, we live 45 minutes from each other, so, I mean, it was just a no-brainer to rope him.
Yeah.
Way better than driving 3 hours to Stephenville.
Does your horse mind that, I know, like, some people have in the past kept their horses off the grounds, but that's not an option this year. Does your horse care about being in a stall this whole time?
No, he's pretty good about it, and so, I mean, we walk him around during the day and stuff, and then get to ride him at night, so he's pretty good, and he'll have some time off when we get back, so he's got to toughen up.
Does yours seem to mind?
No, they're both pretty chill. They don't get too worked up or nothing. They chill. So.
Perfect.
I got my cousin. He takes mountain rides for me during the day, so.
Nice.
Keeps him legged up.
Who's taking care of your horses, or are you taking care of your horses?
So me and my wife, yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining me for tonight's episode. Like I said, it's a little noisy, but we have 10 days to get the kinks worked out. Make sure that you guys are listening every morning. We will be bringing you round winner interviews every day. And don't forget, tonight's round coverage is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the Nebraska raised stallion making NFR history. Buy one, get one today only, then $500 off all NFR long. SoloSelectHorses.com to lock in your contract or by calling Madison. And once again, that number is 940-580-0156.